Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Baruch Hashem, being learned live once again from the Yerushalayim hills of Mivaseret. And we continue to be live together for a good long time. Here we go. Yesterday, as you, I don't know if you all got to, actually yesterday, it's really last Thursday, I don't know how many of you got to it, so I'm just going to review a couple of points that are necessary just so we go back here into Sif Beis, not the Kafresh and Aleph, Sif Beis. But some of the points that we saw in Sif Aleph was the position of the respective minim, of the dal minim in the lulav bundle. Okay, we saw that this is all in Sif Aleph. We saw that the hadassim should be, this is based on Kabbalah, the Mishnah Berurah says, that the hadassim should be higher than the aravos in the bundle. Right? It's based on Kabbalah. There's a little push to try to give a rationale to it, but Mishnah Berurah says it's the Kabbalah. The hadassim should be higher. Also, the hadassim we saw should be placed on the right of the lulav, and the aravos on the left of the lulav. So you have the lulav, right, facing you, and to the right of the lulav is the hadassim, to the left of the lulav is the aravos. And we also saw that this applies to a left-handed person as well. Even if the left-handed person will, you know, hold it, depending on, we'll see the sheikh is holding it in his left hand, still, okay, the aravos are on the left side, and the hadassim are on the right side of the lulav. And we also saw that one should lechatchila place the hadassim and aravos low down in the bundle so that all three minim that are held together are going to be in his hand when reciting the bracha. Sometimes you see people, they hold the bottom, let's say, of the lulav, and they're just holding the lulav with the hadassim and the aravos above. Really, ideally, in yotze, you're not going to do it again, but really, ideally, you should be holding in your graph all the gimel minim. Okay, the hadassim, aravos, and the lulav. Okay, now we continue on sif beis. Yitol ha'aguda biyado ha'imanis. But now this sif is going to discuss how to hold the dalal minim when you are actually performing the mitzvah. He says yitol ha'aguda biyado ha'imanis. So what hand do you hold the lulav in? So let's assume now, yeah, you're a righty now. Not dealing with the lefty yet. So yes, you have to go ahead and you have to take the bundle in your right hand. The bundle we're talking about, as you know, is just the aravos, the hadassim, and the lulav. Esrog is not in that bundle, is not in the aguda. Okay, so you take it in your right hand, and he says, "Rasheim lemala v'kareim lemata." This is a very important point. To be yotzei the mitzvah, you need the tops of the particular minim of the hadassim, the lulav, and the aravos lemala, facing upwards, and ikareim lemata, and the bottom, the part that's attached to the ground or to the tree, whatever we're talking about, has to be on the bottom. So you know, you have the top of the lulav. Top of the adasin, the top of the aravos have to be facing upwards. The esrog b'smolis, and you take the esrog in your left hand. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah. So you have your whole all three, okay, the bundle of all three in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand. Okay, let's look at Mishnah Berurah. Tikkun tesvav hayimanis in your right hand. So why are you holding the bundle in your right hand? Mishum dahani tvasa mitzvah the esrog chada. He said, listen, your right hand is the more significant hand. So therefore, since you have three chafta shel mitzvah. Right, the adasim, the aravos, and the lulav. That's 3-1. So you hold that in your right hand, and the esrog is only chadad, only one. So you have it in your left hand. And he says, "Vafilu berach alav kvar." He says that even if you went ahead and you already made the bracha, the akar chach not lo pam sheni. In other words, let's say you already made yotzei, you did it, you did the mitzvah, okay, but now you're taking it again later on for the alshanis and for what and for or for halel. Right, you go b'shas amiras alshanis. Tzarechli klo yimin. Whenever you're holding the esrog and lulav. Even if it's not for the time when you're going ahead and doing the mitzvah, you still should hold the lulav with the hadas and the rabos in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand. Okay, and he says, "Vin notal shneim the yado achas." He says, "What happens if you hold both in one hand? Meaning, you hold. You see, sometimes people right they hold the esrog together with the lulav in one hand." You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to hold the esrog in your, especially people during Hashanah, they go ahead because you want to hold the sitter in one hand, so you hold together the lulav with the esrog. Really, you're not supposed to do that. You try to get something that you can hold, do it right. But especially, let's say during the mitzvah you do that. Let's say when you're actually making the bracha. So he says, "Gimnatal shneim biyadoachas." You take both of them in your hand together in one hand. Kasav b'orchas chayim d'lo yatsa. You're not yote. You really have to have the lulav bundle in your right hand and the esrog in a different hand, your left hand. However, das hatans. Tans hold the yotze. The yotze, even if you have it in one hand, since the esrog is not together with it. In that aguda, in the bundle, so it's okay then that they are both in the same hand. Vayein b'matzei Yehuda shecholek alav ve'daito tarchas achayim. He's in shekate matzei Yehuda who is cholek, and so he's therefore he says linyan halacha yesh lahachmir b'shel Torah. He says he should be machmir b'shel Torah on the first day. B'tzarach lachzor b'litlo below bracha. And therefore, if for whatever reason, let's say you made your bracha with the esri and the lulav in the same hand, in one hand, you should take it again without a bracha with the machlokes and hold it together with both the lulav bundle in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand. Let's continue by Tes Zayin, Roshayim le'mala. So you're supposed to have the minim facing upward. So he says, what's the reason? The reason is because we require that the dalim minim are taken in the same position as they grow on the tree. Okay, this is all learned down in the Gemara. You guys will see it sooner or later when you get to Daf Mem Hey in the Gemara. So you have to go ahead and have to take them in the same position that they grow on the tree. And then he says, "V'im hifech." What happens if one had them upside down? Right, you hold your aravas downward or you look downward. So I think it'll be the even lo yotze. Even be the even, you have yotze. And that's why mitamze kasav maharil. Then he says, based on this, the maharil writes, "Sheosan halokhim hadasim yevashim." Those who take these old hadasim yevashim that come from Italy, right? You have to be very careful, and you have to untie, because they used to come, I guess, you know, bundled up. So you have to untie them so that you see that they're all three of them are facing upward, because it might be hard to see when they're tied together. Okay, if you remember, I don't know if you guys already got to it. But you know, you're supposed to take if the hadasim were tied together with some extraneous type of tie, you have to take it off anyway because it's a chatzitza between the hadasim and the lulav. But if the hadasim were actually wrapped with, let's say, one of the gimelinim, so that then you can actually just put it in next to the lulav. So he says you have to be careful anyway for a different reason to untie it if there's a little older hadasim, you can't really see clearly if all three are facing upwards. So he says you can take them apart to make sure they're all facing upwards. If he says sometimes you have one of the hadasim, when they're bundled together, facing downward, and the other one facing upward, as we should separate them to see that they're all facing upward. Because of the Matzah Moshe, and he says, the Matzah Moshe, right, the Gamke Shenokli Moshein Minat Sad, Hafen Shaloki Dev V'Dei Lassan. This is also important. He says, you got to be careful. He says, even if you hold your Dalet Minim this way, okay, Minat Sad, on the side, not upwards, and not down, okay, but if they are not facing upward, you have the lulav going up, and you have your hadas going sideways. So he says you're not going to be yotze. You have to have it facing upwards. That's what you need. You need upwards. Not so much that it's a problem if it's facing downwards. It's that you actually need it facing up. Okay. We now move weiter. Sifkat on Yudzayin. V'karem lamata. Now he asks the following question: by the esrog, what's on the bottom? Anyone know? Anyone see an esrog tree? When you have the esrog tree, so it's the esrog, the oketz is attached and it's hanging down. So what's pshat that we hold the esrog with the pitim going up? It's hanging down. Look what he says. The afak of the esrog kishuk talui ukzo lamala. Even though the esrog is when it's hanging, the ukzo, the oketz, as opposed to the pitim, is above the pitim. So therefore, we should be holding the esrog with the oketz up and the pitim down, not the way we do it. So he says mikomakom. Mikri derech kidei loso ukto lamata. So that's still considered the derech kidei loso with the ukto, with the ukits on the bottom. Elisha peros machbinen oso. The reason why it hangs down is because it's attached to the tree and there's weight to the esrog. So really, in other words, where is it attached to the tree with the ukits? It's just that it hangs down because it's heavy and it's going to hang down. But really, the derech kidei loso is still where? It's still in the ukits. So therefore, you hold it with the ukits on the bottom and the pitom on top. Okay, let's keep moving. Weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Gimel. Now we're going to discuss what's the story with someone who is a lefty. Okay, because we just saw that the lulav bundle has to be held in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. And now the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are going to discuss what's the story with the left-handed person. It says, Itar nota lulav b'yamin kol adam. So Shulchan Aruch says, a left-handed person takes the lulav bundle in the conventional right hand, meaning the right hand of everybody, even though he's a lefty. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The esrog, anyone lefty here? Any lefties? Is that what we do? The esrog bismol kol adam. And the esrog should be in the left hand of everybody. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says, the basa yamin usmol da'alma azlingan. Because we follow the right and the left of the general populace. We'll see in a second why you don't do it that way, of the general populace, and we don't follow the lo basar yamin usmol didei, and we did not go and follow what's considered his right, which is his left, okay, and his left, which is his right. We go, according to Shulchan Aruch, based on what the right hand of the general population is. Comes the Ramah, as Ashkenazim, the Yesh Omrim, he says, the Azlinan Basar Yamin Didei. Ramah goes and says, some say, however, that we know the Azlinan Basar Yamin Didei. Some argue and say, no, he follows his own right. His own right is really his left hand. The Yesh Tol HaLulav, the Yamin Didei, and he should hold the Lulav in his right hand, which is really his left. His left hand. Okay? So according to Ramah, he should hold the Lulav in his left hand, the lefty. The Esra B'smol Didei, which is his right hand. And he says, Chein Nagu. And he says, that's the Minag, the Chein Iker. He says, that's the Minag, and that is the Iker. Is that what you do? That's what he does. Well, good Ashkenazi boy. And he says, and then he goes on, the Esro, the small, okay? Oh, sorry, he says, the Chein Iker. And then he says, in Hifeich Yatza. Then he goes on, he says, but if you flip it, and by accident, you go ahead and have it in the wrong hand, you're Yotze. Now we'll see, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Dafka the lefty, or even anyone, even a righty, if he goes ahead and has it in the wrong hand? Right? Every year, we're always looking like, okay, what hand do we put it in again? Like, you know, where do we keep it? Where do we keep the Aramas fit? You know, hopefully now you guys are yoni guys. You'll know, especially after the big scenes. Let's look at the Mishabura. Zip katan yutches. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you go, basar yamin usmol di alma. You go and you follow the right and left of the general populace. Okay? So now, okay, the Mishabura, as we're going to see now, is going to go ahead and explain how this jives with the general principle that exists by things like tefillin. By tefillin, we don't say that. So look what he says. The dafka tefillin, shudai raisa, dafka tefillin, which is why I'm in the Torah, iter azal basar yamin didei. So the lefty will go after his right hand, which is his left hand. And that's why by tefillin, right, everyone goes ahead, and what does he do? The lefty will put it on his right hand as opposed to his left hand. Aval lulav, the netilaso be yamin. However, a lulav, which the nitilaso is what? In its right hand, that hu derabana. That whole halacha of which hand you should hold it in, even though there's a mitzvah daraisa on the first day, to hold that's what you lulav, but which hand you hold it in, that's not a daraisa. That's only a derabana. And he says, since it's a derabana, so there we go, mishum chashivusa ba'alma. There, the way that chachamim defined it according to the Shulchan Aruch is we go with the general populace, and we try to give it the chashivas that it deserves by holding it in the right hand. We don't look at the particular individual. When it comes to the daraisa, there's actually a law that every person has to put it on his right hand or his left hand, right? He has to use, by tefillin, the righty has to tie it with his right hand, so he puts it on his left hand. So the daraisa and the lefty have to tie it with his left hand, which is his right hand, and have it on his right hand. But when it comes to lulav, which is the rabbanon, then we follow the standard right hand. Okay? That's what he says. Mishum chashivusa bi'alma. It's a halacha of chashivas by the rabbanon. The yeshba plus a mitzvah. There are three mitzvahs there. So iteru kechol adam. It's a rabbanon because we want to show the chashivas of what? Of the three meaning. So there we're going to say, oh, we want to show the chashivas, so we're going to follow the right of kol adam. V'tama yesh omrim. However, when we come to the Yesh Omrim now in the Ramah, how we paskin, they say, the Sabbath doesn't have Basadi Dead, come over Tefillin. They say, no, we follow the general principle like we have by Tefillin, and that's why the Ashkenazim, the Ramah, says that we're going to hold the Lulav, actually, if you're a lefty, you're going to hold it in your left hand, because that's the lefty's right hand. Okay, look at your test. V'im hifech yatza. So now he says, and if you flipped it, and you had it in the wrong hand, yayitze. So he says, Hainu, this statement is lav dafka talking about a lefty. He's saying, Bein Iter, Ubein Misha'ino Iter. Okay, this happens a lot, people mess up. He says, whether you're a lefty or whether you're not a lefty, you're a righty. In Hifech, if you messed up, Benata Lulav Bismolo, and you held the Lulav in the wrong hand, let's say you're a righty, and you hold it in your lap, and you hold it in your left hand, or you're a lefty, and you hold it in your lap, you hold it in your right hand, the Lulav. Okay, so if you mess up, let's say you're a righty, and you have your Lulav in your left hand, and you have your Esro B'Yamino, and you have your Esro in your right hand, you're still Yaitse. However, the Yesh Machmirin Bezeh, there are those that are Machmir, Valkain Tov, Achzor, Vitov, Lo Bracha. He says, for sure, don't have to go ahead and take it again with a Bracha, and since there are those that are Machmir, so if you took it, let's say you're a righty, and if you're a righty and you took it in your left hand, the Lulav, and the Yeshua in the right hand, pick it up again without a Bracha. Same thing if you're a lefty, if you butchered it, and you took, if you're a lefty and you took it, the Lulav in your right hand, and the Yeshua in your left hand, you should go ahead and flip it and do it again, but without a bracha. Now he goes on, back to the Rama. B'sholei b'shtei yadav, and what? And a sholei b'shtei yadav, someone who's an ambidextrous, someone who basically can use both hands equally. So what does the Rama say? We're back in the Rama. No talalul of the amin, that's what we spoke of. That, even though the Rama said that what? That a lefty goes ahead and does it with his what? His right hand, which is his left hand, though he holds the love. When it comes to a what? Someone who is sholei b'shtei yadav, he's equal righty lefty, then he follows Adam, and he, therefore he would then hold the lulav in the yamin in the right and the esro in the left of the conventional right and left of all people, of most people, and therefore he would use it in the right as opposed to the left if he's an ambidextrous. Look at the Shabruah Sikha Unchaf, wrote to Lomar, this means to say, Sha'osa kolam malachas b'shem shabashal. What are we talking about? What kind of ambidextrous are we talking about? We're talking about someone who equally uses what? Uses both hands equally. Aval im neka lo lasos b'smol afshi yachol lasos of sogam b'yamin. If he really has more power, okay, with his left hand, this doesn't only just go left on the basketball court, okay. But he equally, in other words, he's not equally with the left and right hand. He actually is stronger left, but he can also do things with the right hand. So then he's not considered an ambidextrous. Now, when it comes to tefillin, there's a different issue involved, which doesn't seem to apply here, and that is the hand that you write with. And that becomes a very big issue when it comes to tefillin. Okay, what is considered a righty? What's considered a lefty when you deal with tefillin? That's not really for us right now. Okay, let's move on to sit down. Adam she'ein lo yad. What happens if you have a person who has no hand? No telul of bizro. Now, what does he mean he has no hand? Look at the Mishnah Berurah chaval. She'ein lo yad. Go to Loma she'ein lo yadayim klal. He has no hands. He doesn't have a right hand or a left hand. All he has is armpits. Okay, so what does he do? So he says back to the Shulchan Aruch. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, we'll go to the Mishabur in a second. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Adam she'ein lo yad, nota lulav bizroa. He takes his lulav and he puts it in his armpit. The chayin be'esro. So he takes his right armpit, that would be a little exciting, okay? He puts it somehow, and somehow you have to keep it, you know, upwards. You have to also keep it upwards. It's going to be a little real talent, okay? But he does it, and he keeps it in his armpits, the esro and the lulav in his armpits. Okay, look at the Mishabur, Sipka l'chav Aleph. Look what he says. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch says also, v'chein ha'esro, also the esro. Look at the Mishabur ha'chaf alef. She'ein lo yad, v'tzolo mar she'ein lo yadayim klal. He doesn't have any arms. No tel ha'lulav bizro, shal yamin. He takes the lulav in his right armpit, v'chein ha'esro bizro, small. And he takes the esro and puts it in his left armpit. The mi'ksiv u'lakashte biyad. Doesn't say you have to take it in your what? You have to take it in your hand. It means you have to take it in your arm. So you get, let's say you have this much arm, so you can take it. It doesn't have to be necessarily an armpit. It could be, let's say, your hand goes up to here. You gotta take it in your arm, just close it up, and you have it there. Okay? That's how you'd be yoytze. Zip kapton, chabez bizroo, hainu beis hashachi. Says, mean practically, how are you gonna grip it? You're gonna have to practically grip it in your armpit. Then yesh kana, okay? He said, then what happens if you actually have, okay, you don't have hands, but you have the arms going down past the elbow. He says, then you don't put it in your armpit, you put it, right? Like you take your elbow. And you hold it in, right? You hold it in your elbow. You hold it when you close up your elbow. That's what he says. In yeshkana, notel b'marfeko. If you have a what? If you have an arm, so then what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and take it in the crook of the elbow, right? You're going to take it in the crook of the elbow. About elo zoa kral. Now, what happens if he doesn't have anything? He doesn't even have an arm. Like, meaning it's totally severed. So it's basically nothing there. So he has nothing to actually grip it. He has no arm to grip it in his armpit. So then what does he do? So there he says, nothing doing. There he says, first he says, no double marfeka, you take it to the crook of the armpit, the zed nami likicha, maybe that's considered a taking. If he has no arm at all, ain't he told the pet. He can't go ahead and hold it in his mouth. Ah, why not? He says, the zed lav likicha, he klal. Because holding it in your mouth is not considered a taking. With Bikurei Yaakov, cholek alav, the Bikurei Yaakov says, no, take it in your mouth. So that would be a pretty interesting thing. Pasha, you wouldn't make a bracha because of the machlokes, okay? But you would take it in your mouth according to the Bikurei Yaakov, but for the Mishabur, it's mashma, that that's not considered a taking it in your mouth. V'cheina esrog, and so too, sitka l'chav gimel, so too the esrog, because v'yesho yad echad, if you have one hand, yito halulav ba'oso yad. He should hold the lulav, okay, also in that hand, afilu hi smol nechsheves etzlo yamin, and even if he what? Even if it's his left hand, for him that's considered his right hand. Why? You don't got a right hand. The esrog bizroo she kenegdo. And then what he should do is take the esrog, you hear this, and put it in the other armpit. You hear this? He has one hand. All he has is his left hand.
So maybe Lechayim he'd be a right. No.
His left hand is right hand. So then he puts the yashrog in his armpit. That's what he said. Okay? Right, so and he puts the yashrog in his armpit. And what happens if he can't put his esrog in his armpit because he got nothing there at all? Then what you should do is you should take it in the same hand, one after the other. Why? Because if you remember, not everyone holds. You can hold them together in the same hand, the gulav and the esrog. And therefore, in this situation, it would be better to, all you have is one hand, you can't put even the esrog in the armpit of the other hand. You should take the gulav, and then right afterwards, take the esrog, the yotze bezet, as we'll see, can lakama and sit your days, and you can really be yotze, taking one after the other. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we will continue with Sif. Hey, great to be back with you guys. Mr. Shem, we will keep moving weiter. Beautiful. Shkoyach.